Good morning. My name is Mike Tarselli, and I'm the Scientific Director of SLAS. And with me, I have two of our new product award winners from NanoView Biosciences. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Jerry Williamson. I'm the CEO of NanoView Biosciences.
And my name is David Friedman. I'm President and Chief Operating Officer at NanoView.
Excellent. Where are you guys at?
So NanoView is based in Boston, Massachusetts. We are an early stage company. We've been around for about 4 or 5 years and have just launched our first product.
The ExoView platform.
What does the ExoView platform do?
The ExoView platform can count, size, and phenotype extracellular vesicles and exosomes at the single vesicle level. In addition, we can co-localize up to 3 additional markers on the single exosome level, and we can do that without purification.
Excellent. Can you tell me a little bit about what an exosome is for anybody who's not familiar?
Yeah, so I like to think of exosomes as the Twitter of cells or mini cells. There are tiny vesicles that are a million times smaller than volume by individual cells, but cells, all cells, secrete these tiny vesicles, and they're used for intercellular communication. Specifically, they transmit proteins and nucleic acids from one cell to another.
Excellent. Are there disease states or disorders or something else about that that exosomes impact?
Yeah, actually, exosomes are exhibited by all cell types, so it really, they could be involved in all types of diseases. A lot of folks are looking at exosomes as part of liquid biopsies, which we're very interested in, but exosomes are also involved in neurodegenerative disease, in cardiovascular disease, in immunology, and all types of diseases.
Excellent. And what exact advantage does the NanoView Biosciences platform give me?
Yeah, so the ExoView platform allows you to characterize your exosomes direct from sample, and it also provides co-localization on single vesicle level, and that is a breakthrough in the field.
That's great. So tell me more about how you guys came to this conference and why it is that it's important for you to receive this award.
Well, we thought that SLAS might be a little bit early for us because historically, as you know, it's more about automation. It's more about screening. That's what the conference was founded on. But we've been so excited to see how many people have stopped by our booth that really do now know about exosomes. So we took a little bit of a risk. We wanted to see if we could educate the population here. And in fact, we don't really even have to educate. Everybody is already knowing about exosomes.
That's really great, and I'm sure you're going to get nothing but more traffic today after this award. So congratulations, and tell me a little bit more. What do you like right now about SLAS, and what would you improve in future?
Well, I don't know as if there's anything to improve. We have been unbelievably happy about how many folks have stopped by here. The SLAS organizing committee has been terrific in helping us. You know, as a small company, it's not always easy to get the visibility that some of the larger players do. But I tell you what, we have had more folks come by here, the same number that go to the big boys. So we've been really excited about it.
That's great, guys. Any last comments from you?
No, thanks a lot for all the support, and we look forward to being here next year.
Yeah, thank you, SLAS.
Thank you, guys.